This is Shauna Lee, and welcome to this week's The Soul Frequency Sessions, real talk about real life and how to raise your energy frequency. Welcome back, beautiful humans. We are going to dive into energy centers and energy places, and I'm super connected to this because I think right now we are all getting energized by certain things. Like, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and it's time for all of us here to really start plugging into the energy that we like best, that there's the energy that's going to help support our next evolution, and unplugging from energies that are disruptive and chaotic and that pull us in all of these directions, that pull on our emotions in a negative way and cause us to become distracted. Like, there's no more important time to be focused on where we're going, how we're evolving, how you want to evolve, like what feels connected and positive evolution in your own path, if that makes sense, like what feels like the forward motion for you. And that's different for everybody. But, you know, you might have noticed that some of your friends or people in your life are starting to kind of, or have been, go and visit different places or feel called to different places. Like when I started my journey, I was called to go to Sedona, and I went twice within like 2 months. I received a lot of information there and connected with different people that I was meant to connect with. And it kind of really started my path. And so, you know, I think we spent a couple years, 2020, 2021, like really not going anywhere to some degree and staying, you know, at home and being kind of insular and transforming through that process in a myriad of ways, facing lots of different things with what was going on collectively and also within ourselves. And now more and more, we are getting out there in the world from a more conscious place. Like, so if you have friends or family members or you yourself are traveling and going, oh, I feel really called to go here or go there. Or, you know, a lot of people have gone over to Egypt. A lot of people, you know, going to the UK, going to the Hawaiian Islands, like, you know, feeling called to go to different states here in the US or different parts of, you know, different countries. Like, that is a call. And, you know, we always have the choice whether we're going to answer that call or not. But one of the things that I think is super fascinating, not from a standpoint of that it is hard fact, but more from a standpoint of a portal into new learning, is, you know, astrocartography, which is looking at your astrology, you know, kind of placed over a map and seeing where, you know, some energetic lines are running at different parts of the world. And there might be some like really positive lines running through different places that feel, and you might feel that like, oh yeah, I feel really called to that place, or, oh, that's fascinating. You know, maybe I just even want to study that location and study its history, or maybe I want to go visit that location. And I think this can be really helpful in unlocking things within us. And like I said, we're at this time where we really want to open new doors within ourselves, within our own minds, within our hearts, like to move things forward. So there's like two basic like showings, two separate movie theaters going on here. And one of the movie theaters is like waking up, connecting, following, you know, the breadcrumbs, going on the path, like visiting the places, like feeling the energy in different locations. And the other movie screen is just like chaos and wars and destruction and suppression and all of these like kind of weird agendas that are going on. And it's easy to get caught up, right, in weird agendas, but we really want to focus on what is this new earth that's being born? Like, you know, I always say chaos is the predecessor of change. So when chaos is happening, you know that change is happening. And where you focus your energy has everything to do with how involved you get in the forward motion and the change that is occurring in your own beingness, the change that only you can answer for yourself inside yourself, or how much energy are you giving to these other things? So where we put our attention and our focus is super important right now. And so, you know, if you were to, let's say, get an astrocartography reading, if you don't know much about that, you can Google that and find out what it is. And there's many people that give these readings and they talk about kind of different areas on the planet that could be really power centers for you and interesting. Also, there are kind of collective power centers, which are places like Mount Shasta and Stonehenge, the Great Pyramids. Bali has those, Sedona, like I mentioned. Boynton Canyon is an area in Sedona that I felt called to in 2012. It was when I was pregnant and literally like had to go there. It was bizarre. I was like, at that time in my life, I was like, what is happening here? Have to drop everything I'm doing and go to Boynton Canyon, a place I had never been before. And what's funny about that too, is because I literally went to college in Arizona and never ventured up to Sedona and never had even heard of Boynton Canyon. And all of a sudden I'm obsessed and have to go there. So if you have these feelings about visiting a certain place or feeling like, I don't know why, but I just want to go here or there, like that might be important for you. That might be part of your journey. Certainly lots of things unfolded for me out of visiting Boynton Canyon. I think it was April of 2012 and then June of 2012, like went right back a couple months later and was a big door open to a lot of changes and things that were going to occur in my life and gave me a lot of information to help me through that path. So if you do an astrocartography reading, which I do not do myself, I am not an astrologist or anything like that. But I do find it interesting and I do tune into the fact that lots of people are feeling the need to explore, right? If you want to jump in a car and go on an exploration of where your heart is calling you, you are certainly supported at this time to do that. And I think it could be something that is really cool. So anyways, like I have been on a bit of a journey going and visiting places that I feel called to go to and also planning to go visit places in the future that I am feeling called to. And it's kind of like, I don't know, this is a funny analogy, but it's kind of like if you're in a video game, you know, like, okay, this is like old school, but let's just take Pac-Man because everyone knows what it is. If you're playing Pac-Man, you know, there's just little like, I don't know, power dots, like two at the bottom of the screen and two at the top of the screen. And you try to get over to them. And if you get them, then you can go and eat the monsters. For a while, they give you like, I don't know, 20 seconds where they're flashing and then you can go eat them. Otherwise, they're out to eat you. Funny analogy, but it's kind of like that, right? Like when we go to these power centers, our own personal ones or the collective power centers, like we're going to receive information from that. We're going to receive energy, transmissions, all kinds of things from those places. And that helps strengthen us. It helps first in that you are acknowledging your own intuition and you're going instead of going, oh, I'm so busy, like I can't do it, or finding reasons not to go, or even wondering like, why the heck do I want to go here? It's really just giving yourself permission to take the journey, even if it's not convenient, even if it doesn't seem to make any sense, because that's how sense reveals itself. And when we start to listen to our soul like that, we start to listen to our intuition, it just becomes stronger and stronger. So many times the things that our soul is calling us to do, our head is like, this is crazy. Like, why am I doing this? Or why do I want to go here? Just follow your soul. Follow your soul. There is no better time to be following that call than it is right now. And so I have kind of a plan to follow my soul and to visit certain places at different times. And I'm also listening to my intuition at when that should be. And, you know, who needs to go with me and try to say, hey, like, I have this vision, like, we should go explore this, that type of situation. So you can really spend some time in meditation. Or like if you have like a yard out in nature or at a beach or at a park or in the mountains, and ask like, what do I need to know or where do I need to go to understand the next like kind of development of my life, the next unfolding of this journey? And you can listen and see if, like, for instance, let's say you're on your computer and you're searching around and all of a sudden a location keeps popping up, or you keep seeing something about a certain location over and over again. That could be a sign that that's like kind of calling to you. Or someone keeps talking about a certain location and you, and your ears are like perk up, right? You're going, oh yeah, huh, I've been thinking about that. These are all ways that our intuition kind of speaks to us and allows us to really understand what the next journey is, the next kind of adventure in understanding ourselves. And the deeper you go into the spiral of understanding yourself, the more powerful and potent the information gets, and the stronger you feel it, and the stronger you feel connected to it. And all of that is super beautiful. So one of the things I was really picking up on is that over the next year, I mean, I talked about it at the beginning of this year, how powerful 2024 is for my own personal life, but also just collectively as we all are feeling. And if we wanted to do something to really help move things forward on this planet, it is certainly listening to our intuition and going where we need to go to become energized and to become open. And whether that's being around groups of people that help open doors for you, or going to places that help open doors for you. I mean, nature is a beautiful opener of new doors if we connect with nature and we spend some time there. So this year, let's really think about over the next calendar year, what is calling to you? And I'm going to be thinking about what is calling to me. And something really cool happens, like when you make the choice to listen to your intuition and you make the choice to go, even if it's inconvenient, to the place you're feeling called to go. Like, that is so powerful because so many people don't. And so for anyone listening to this, like, you amazing, amazing beings, if this is the permission that you need to make a powerful choice, take it as that and run with it. I will see you guys back here next week. Hey, lovely, this is Shauna Lee. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. If you got even one piece of valuable information, head over to Apple Podcasts and share a review with your takeaways. And follow us, because we got lots more goodness to come. We are spreading the love far and wide. And you know where to find me, over at IG at the Soul Frequency. Until the next time, love, here's to positive vibes and powerful awakenings.